it's a case that it's really about the validity of that regulation that punishes someone for fishing without a license. And the validity of that depends on whether or not that regulation is in accordance with international law that Norway has committed to. Because Norway has agreed, of course, to make laws in accordance with international law, but Norway has then regulated the snow crab as a continental shelf resource. And the point is, was that correct? Or is the snow crab or any crab really a fish instead? And if Norway, Norwegian authorities have done this wrong, there will be no conviction. Of course, it attracted attention because of this exotic question about the Svalbard Treaty. The Supreme Court has already said that it will not deal with the Svalbard Treaty because the Svalbard Treaty doesn't in fact come into consideration here or into consideration at all, because the Svalbard Treaty is giving equal treatment also in the waters beyond the territorial sea on the continental shelf. But the Svalbard Treaty doesn't take away Norway's exclusive right to issue licenses and to regulate the area. So when the EU is issuing its own licenses, it's clearly a violation of the most basic parts of the law of the sea, and it violates the concept that the coastal state shall issue licenses, not anyone else.
So the Svalbard Treaty, though it was signed 100 years ago, as you say, it does give Norway sovereignty over the Svalbard area. It doesn't really detail exactly who owns the seabed there.
Exactly.
And the other European countries, I suppose, would say the treaty is vague enough and that all signatories to that treaty should hold the right to enjoy the resources equally.
Yeah, correctly understood. There are two dimensions to this. The first one is, of course, who is the coastal state? And according to the Svalbard Treaty, Norway is the coastal state. So Norway is entitled to regulate the area. And then the next question is, how shall those regulations look? What shall they consist of? And then there is the question of, shall everyone be treated equally? The treaty applies by its wording to the island, the archipelago, and in the territorial waters. But the treaty doesn't say anything about the areas beyond what is today a fishery zone and also the continental shelf, because they didn't exist when the treaty was made. So you have to interpret this. And if you rely on the wording, it doesn't apply beyond the territorial sea. If you have an approach where you put weight on object and purpose of the treaty, that other states were also to be taken into consideration, well, maybe the treaty also applies then beyond the territorial waters, and everyone shall be treated equally. But the point that you shall be treated equally doesn't mean that Norway doesn't have the right to regulate. So if the EU wanted, or any other state wanted, to challenge the Svalbard Treaty regime, what they should have done is to apply for a license in Norway, and if they don't get it, then they can argue, but we also have the right to fish here.